It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live November 25th. Woo! 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? It's good to be here with you. Come join me if you haven't yet been in the room. Come on in. I hope you were able to have a great weekend and enjoy the sort of upcoming holiday, which, can you believe it? It's crazy. It's so much fun. I mean, you guess if time is going to be fast, let's enjoy the ride. Put on our speedos. Not really. You never want to see that. It's a thing that can't be erased from your brain. Okay, if you're new to the show, come over to 12radio.com. Click the chat link on the left-hand side. When you do, you are catapulted into the 12radio private room that we've set up for a while now. It's kind of private. It's pretty cool. It's not everybody can get in. And if you haven't been in before, you're going to be asked to let us give you permission to get in. But when you do get in, you'll see that Jay has put up the banner for the day. And then if you click the comments button on the bottom right, and then click the thing that says most relevant and change it to all, you'll see everybody. I know it's so complicated. Okay, let's quit complaining about Facebook. Tara is in the house. Happy Monday, Tara. Good to see you. And Lynn, how are you doing? I hope you had a great birthday week. Let's see. Laura's in the house. I mean, this thing is just kind of blipping on me a little bit. Inga's in the house. Good morning. I'm so glad you're here too. Thank you so much, everybody. Okay, listen, I'll refresh this in a little bit. You keep making comments, ask any questions that you have. It is a Libra moon today. You should be feeling social, unless you're a Scorpio rising, of which you will be feeling like you need to be back in your closet. It is a Libra moon, and it can like lift the spirits up a little bit. Now we're heading toward a new moon. Keep that in mind, because the new moon is Saturday. And as the moon, like us, starts darkening, it looks like it's losing light. It's a metaphor. It's not like it doesn't have to have any direct effect on you, but it is a metaphor for the fact that we're losing a sense of, like, we're going inward. So we're not losing really anything. We're just going a little more internal than we usually do. The moon is happening Saturday at about, oh, it's late Saturday, so it's really like Sunday morning. So we'll be having new moon energy, and it's in Sag. We're going to talk about all that. Today's big event, as you probably already know, is that it's a Mercury retrograde. And it's become a pop culture thing, which is kind of cute. I love how every generation finds something new, but it's the same old thing. So there's a new generation looking at the Mercury retrograde, and a new generation being trained that it's a really tough time, or that it's a thing that, you don't want to blah, blah, blah. Because we're still at that age and that time in life where the voice that scares you the most gets your attention, right? I think the world's learning something about that. I think all this hoopla, all the terror, screaming, all this sort of like outrage can have its toll. And I think it harkens back to kind of like the fable of the boy who cried wolf. It's not that you don't need to be aware of things. It's that we live in constant fear. And so here's one more thing that everybody thinks is so important to scare you about and to warn you about and to make sure they're the hero or the person that takes the thorn out of your paw and warns you of how terrible your life's about to get. Now, we know it's not true. We live it three times a year, four times a year, the Mercury retrograde. We also, if you've lived as old as me, you kind of forget pain. Like, I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, I remember going through, I vaguely remember going through a cycle where I was tired all the time. And it was like, and then it suddenly I wasn't, and but I'm doing my life. And it's like, I had to stop and remember, God, I remember being obsessed about, why are you so tired? And it was, to me, it's a transit. It was Saturn hitting my Mars. We'll talk about all that. The point being, we're entering a Mercury retrograde phase. Mercury is now, we're passing it in the sky, in the universe. We're passing it in such a way that it appears to slow down, much like when you pass a car on the highway. And if you were in the passenger side looking at the car that you're passing, you'd notice that that car just seems to be going at the same speed as you. So in a relative world, it looks like that car's not really moving. The car you're passing, by the way, is Mercury. And at that moment when you're just even with it, you know, when you're going the same speed, it looks like it's not moving. Seriously, think about it. You can talk to, you can wave to the people, you can make faces at the little kid in the back seat, stick your tongue out, things like that. And then you pass it. And as you pass it, it starts looking like it's moving backwards. It's a thing. It looks like it's really going backwards. It's not. You're just passing it. That's what a Mercury retrograde is. We're passing Mercury in a way that makes it appear to be moving backwards. Now, because planets are a metaphor and a useful one, because as above, so below, because each part of the world is an extension of who we are, everything is an extension of this projection that we put out into the world. Everything is a piece of you. Every opinion you have about something is a projection. Everything is a Rorschach test. Everything. Every time you say, I don't like that, it's a projection of something that a filter over your brain, over your eyes that you have thrown onto that thing, because otherwise it's objectively neutral. You feel me? You get this? So when you're panicked about something, when you don't like something, it's objectively not neutral. In fact, it's the opposite of objective. It's subjectively not neutral. So when you're experiencing these words from somebody telling you that we are in a Mercury retrograde, because that's the only way you'd ever know, even if you read it in a book or what, it's like you're not seeing it. I mean, if you were watching it on your telescope every day, you'd see that it would be slowing down its movement. It would look like it's not going anywhere. So when you're told that that stuff is going on, suddenly you bring your focus to the world around you and those people that just love, love, love to have something to complain about or something to feel weird about or something to validate their own what's going on in their world in whatever the perception is. It's confirmation bias. If you already believe it, you're going to confirm it, right? So when you are told that Mercury is going retrograde and you feel like, oh no, okay, so we're confirming your bias already that it's supposed to be a terrible time. And yes, you have reason to believe that because you've been told that. You have reason to, because every time there's a Mercury retrograde, something in your life breaks down, doesn't it? Not mine, yours. Because if that's true, then maybe when it isn't a Mercury retrograde and something breaks down, you're not wiring it the same way. So life before a Mercury retrograde doesn't really look any different than life after a Mercury retrograde. But we want it to, because we want some reason to not like where we're at, or some reason to pull out of where we're at, some reason to blame where we're at, right? It doesn't matter. And I'm not making fun of you. I get it. Because once you accept the premise that you're believing this and you're making it so, you should go have a ball. And you should blame everything on the Mercury retrograde. You should do it all. You should make purchases you'd never normally make. You buy new things that you know are going to break down because it's a Mercury retrograde. You should have a ball and you should blame it all on Mercury. Because doing it that way is a hoot. It's really fun. Keeping your pulse on your consciousness is kind of changes everything. So the same behavior somebody does that's unconscious that affects you, and I've had this debate with John for a million years, I think people are doing what they do because they're aware of it, and he's pretty sure they're doing what they do because they're not. He's way kinder than me. So I'm thinking your awareness of your behavior, like, because he goes, that they're not aware they're doing that. And I go, does it hurt any less because their stupid awareness isn't there? I'm like, no, it would just make me madder if their awareness was there, because then it would be deliberate. But it's like, I don't care. And that's okay, because we all have our unconscious components, right? We have to. We have to have our unconscious out somewhere. And the metaphor of Mercury moving backwards, if you understand Mercury, you understand this metaphor a little bit, is it's about how we orient our mind. Mercury is the reflection of our thinking, how we put the rational brain together. And if it's stopping in its tracks today, which it is doing, if it's stopping in its tracks today, maybe what's happening is our focus is getting really seared in a certain direction, or whatever you pick your focus to be. Or let's say you choose to, after this, you're going to go on a mission of focus. You'll be supported in doing that for sure. But you would already be doing that whether you knew Mercury was retrograde or not. That I can promise you. Your focus would slow down. What makes the difference is awareness of it. So there's your brain percolating on the left side. Okay. There's the overview of like the emotions on the right side. So I'm trying to explain two minds here. There's one that's sort of like everything's negative, everything's a part of my history, and there's another one kind of open and learning and putting together the current facts and figures objectively as possible. And then there's the part of you watching both of those minds at work going, which one am I going to believe? There's a scary one over here. There's a more objective one over here. And then there's me. Which one am I going to choose? And that's where the phrase focus, energy flows where your focus goes. And if your focus is going to be afraid of Mercury retrograde, then that's where the energy is going to go. Then that's what you're going to be looking for. And trust me, you'll find it. So how does it not serve you to be open to another way to look at this event? And I've been preaching about this for 100 years. And those of you that know that are probably fed up with me preaching it for 100 years, but I think we need to hear it. You can turn a Mercury retrograde into one of the most beneficial things that's ever happened to you, because you are in flow with the current of the world, of the universe, that is saying, let's take a minute and look at this stuff a little differently. Let's focus in on this, maybe a little differently. Maybe let's reassess what we've been up to. And imagine if you were given a time in life, if you knew, if there was a magician or a witch or somebody really powerful in front of you saying, look, I'll wave my little magic wand here and I am going to make it so that time is going to slow down for you. And we'll get to review some things. So like that bullet that you shot, I'm slowing down time. You can run ahead and push it in a different direction if you want. And the bullet metaphor is like the metaphor for anything that you've launched, anything that you've done, anything that you've thought, anything that you've said, any action that you took or wanted to take. You're getting a minute to see, is that what you really wanted to do? How is that not a gift in everything we do in life? It's like the invention of the 20-second delay of email that Apple gives us. So I can say, oh, wait, I don't want to do that. Come back. Unsend. Control Z. That's what Mercury is. Okay. The great control Z or command Z, depending on whether you use PC or Mac, but it's the undo feature. What a nice gift. And if you knew that, why are you freaking out about it? How many astrologers are saying, be careful what you sign during this time? I'm just so over it. It's so ridiculously mundane that we can't be excited enough about anything that's going on in the world. It's like, take that joy away from us. Now it's like we have to have 3 weeks of hell because this thing that isn't really happening that we're saying is happening, because it's not really retrograding. It's not moving backwards. It looks like it is. So join me in just making the decision that this is the best thing that could happen. And yeah, you might think you're lying to yourself about it. I'm telling you, you're actually jumping on board on a bandwagon that is telling the truth. But try it. What are you giving up? What is the addiction to, oh God, oh, it's so bad? I mean, I've never seen such addiction in my life. I have plenty of them. But I've never seen this addiction to be online and to share my life and the hell and maybe the good things, which happens. And I'm not making fun of you guys. I know we're all on the internet. I get it. I love to share the little happy moments of the doggies. But that moment is now recorded, and it happened in a minute in time, and it's over. It's behind us. Now we move on. But that, I'm saying, we get addicted to the sharing and the feedback or whatever. And it's fun. It's lovely. It's really great. But don't mistake it for what you don't fall into the trap of what it is. Maybe that's where we're turning to get the feeling of goodness or commiseration. It's fun to complain. I'm telling you, it is fun to complain. It's in the moment, it is like the greatest, immediate satisfaction. Instant gratification. Let me tell you how crappy things are for me. And I look back to you to say, oh, dang. And I do too. If I'm telling you a sad story, I need you to be sad with me. Otherwise, what's the point? So I can feel sad. Commiseration. It's all about commiserating. If I'm overjoyed, I don't need your commiseration, right? I'm happy. Ain't anybody going to take that away from me. I don't need you to be happy with me. I don't. That's all of us, right? So somehow joy doesn't require the participation that sadness does and hurt does. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's fun, but I also think I remember saying this the other day. Like, I love my little slot machine play, and I do it. I do try to do it responsibly. I say that to you also because I don't like to encourage any sort of vices, but I have them. I mean, I do. I'm very sensitive in my own brain about addiction and like, oh, you've taken that pill for a week now. You better stop that antibiotic. It's like, or whatever it is. You've taken it for a week. I don't want you addicted. So, you know, I'm sensitive to that stuff. But I remember hitting a slot and thinking to myself, I've taken away everyone's Schadenfreude. Now, Schadenfreude, I may not be saying it perfectly. That feeling you get when you're happy over somebody else's misfortune, right? And so I've shattered somebody's Schadenfreude because I won. They can't be sad. They can't be happy that I'm losing or my misfortune. And I think that that would be a great concept to shatter the Schadenfreude for us to be happy during a Mercury retrograde. To get over the sense of like joy. Because when people, So when you're posting how terrible life is and it sucks for you online, and notwithstanding health scares, because God bless you, I never laugh at that or never feel good about that, and I'm always rooting for your health and well-being. I truly am. Or the loss of somebody you love. Those kind of sadnesses that you're sharing, have at it. I'm with you. I will respect those a million times over, and I don't make fun of those. I mean, I don't. But when you're like, I'm in the hospital again, I broke my leg, or I don't know, there's a part of me going, or my neighbor had to take her for the fifth time in, there's a part of me going, oh, thank God that's not my life. We have a couple of people in our long distance realities, and aren't like not close to us that aren't listening to the shows, that we've tried to help occasionally, like, and some of it is so comically sad that there's the constant, there's no such thing as putting out the fire permanently. Y'all have those people in your life? Like, it's this drama, and then 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 it's this drama, and then, oh, we fixed that one, so then this, and then, and one of these is like, oh my God, so we laughed so hard because in one of these friend of a friend of a friend scenarios where I need money to help a friend, after it was like they couldn't pay a bill and they needed this money, and then it's like she got arrested, she's in debtor's prison, and then we're like, oh my God. So we did help out with that and got out, you know, supposedly we're just hearing it third party, and then it was like out of debtor's prison, and then it was like, now you have a blood disease that needs, like, we need this money to, and it was like, oh my God, this is so funny, because you start getting this how we do life. And how are you, like, are you in that kind of addiction cycle? Are you like, it's now one more thing? It's now one more thing. It's then this. Oh, I'll fix this. Now it's this. I fixed that. Now it's this. It's sort of like living in the Trump era where it was like the next nominee and the next nominee and the next nominee. And each one's more catastrophic, it feels like, than the next. And each one's going to be the end of the world. And each one's going to be the end of the world. And it never stops. And that's the cycle. I don't care which side of the political spectrum you're on. That's the cycle I am begging us to be aware of and to opt out of. All that energy, all that hype, all that worry, all that fret, that sustains you for so long, and you kind of miss it when it goes away. But if you did that and it went away and you had another something filling up, stillness filled in, or just like a little bit of happiness filled in, and all the chatter stopped, and all of a sudden it's sort of like, I can feel my legs. I can feel my brain. I can do this. I can walk. I can inhale and feel like it's fresh air in my lungs, something. And I am not a meditator, people. But compared to the chatter that could be possible, not having that chatter is like the longest, most refreshing ride I could ever dream of. And I'm so grateful for it. It doesn't happen a lot. But if you start noticing the chatter, if you have a moment where silence can be there, and this is the gift of if you meditate, but for me, it's the gift of just the stillness. If I can have that moment of stillness, oh my God, I can now feel what it's like to fill the noise up again. And it's not fun, and I don't want it. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not worried about the world. I'm not. It's been here. It'll do what it does. I'm not worried about politics. They'll do what they do. And you can take it as seriously as you want. And you can bring it in and you can accuse me of not being someone who's, you can accuse me of being someone who's contributing to the problem. Or you can possibly opt in for some peace of mind yourself. Because it can get crazy. And I'm telling you, it's a cycle that doesn't end. And you all know it because we've all been through it a million times in different scenarios and different things. I'm hitting the refresh button and checking on you right now. So I go to the room, I hit comments, and then I hit most relevant and change it to all comments so I can see you and in case I miss you. And I see Eva in the house and Mary Jean and Julie. Good morning. Judith is in the house. Judith said, you are deep. Charlene, sending love to all the R12 family. Natal Libra Moon here, feeling warm and fuzzy. Spread the love, becoming aware of, grateful for those, encourage and remind us to be in the change we wish to see in the world. Ooh, lovely. Thank you, Charlene. Hey, Penny, how you doing? Jennifer Lakshmi's in the house. How you doing, Jennifer? Jennifer is also an astrologer and a psychic advisor at 12listen.com. Does a great YouTube station. Jennifer, you're welcome to put up your YouTube channel. Happy Turkey Week, Mark, from Pamela. I will have a blast blaming Mercury retrograde. It'll be great to take off the load. It really will be. It's fun. Yeah, blame it all you want. For Judith, retrograde is a great time to review. Just review. Great time to get rid of lots of crap. I love reviews. Like reverse engineering, chuck it out, and then re-engineer the damn thing. Good for you, Judith. Good for you. Truly says, well, this is weird. I thought I commented 20 minutes ago. Anyway, good morning. Hi, Truly. I think you did comment on my Facebook page, my personal one, not the room, maybe. That could be it. Be sure to bring up politics at Thanksgiving, says Truly. It's going to save you money on Christmas gifts. That's brilliant. Thank you. I love that. She said, Pam said she stopped watching the Ain't It Awful post. Listen, you guys, you might be genuinely in pain. For those of you genuinely hurting in pain, reach out. It's fine. Do what you need to do. For those of you addicted to it, and this is how you know you're addicted to it, just ask yourself the last time you posted something positive about your life or something you're really grateful for. And if you're doing that, good for you. But I'm saying practice doing that. I don't want to judge you if you're what's his name? What's the little poor little donkey on Winnie the Pooh? Eeyore, right? And then there was Schleprock from the Flintstones. If you're a lot of woe is me-ing, I get it, and I understand, and I feel for you. I'm just saying, try. And we have a gratitude board. You know, I'm going to segue into that. What a better week than Thanksgiving week to go over to 12listen.com, scroll to the bottom of the page. It costs you nothing. It costs you not even your information. Nothing. You don't even have to give up anything except some clicks on a keyboard that you type and say what you're grateful for. And what I use it for is an affirmation board to say what I'm grateful for that hasn't happened yet because I want my mind in that mindset. I want to feel what it feels like to be out of that rock that presses down on us sometimes every day that says, this is hard. Because it is hard, you guys. Come on. And am I telling you not to say it's hard? No. I'm saying be careful of this is about the difference between doing something unconsciously and doing something consciously. Be aware that, yeah, maybe you've been living in a world where it's just been really hard and you're starting to get cynical and you're starting to not believe people can be happy. And you're starting, I remember an uncle, my uncles were nasty people, most of them. And on my mom's side, this group was just the meanest. I think they all had mental illness, to tell you the truth, whatever. It's easy to talk about people when they aren't here to defend themselves, but they were mean. Some of them wickedly mean. And in the truest sense of the word. And I remember my Uncle Eddie, a Scorpio, and he was dark and he liked me, thank God, but he was mean. And I remember this woman, he was having a party at his house, and he's the old fashioned, I mean, you know, they mix drinks, and I don't know why I never became a drinker. All the images of it around me were people having a ball drinking, except he was miserable. And he mixed this drink, and he was a very classy guy. And this woman was laughing. He goes, what are you laughing about? And she said, I'm just a happy person. And he threw his glass. This is the meanness in him. At the wall, shattered it, and said, you're a GD liar. You can't be happy. And he wasn't even drunk. You can't be happy here. It's ridiculous. Nobody's happy here. Life is full of problems. And, you know, he was using all kinds of foul language. But the point is, I'm not trying to say that you need to be her. And I'm also not trying to be him in attacking how people do it. I'm just saying, bring some consciousness every once in a while to this is a hard journey, no question. And sometimes we need all the little tools we can get through the journey. And under a retrograde, particularly when things slow down a little bit and we can stop and breathe, you might see some things that are actually extraordinary. And I'm not trying to blow smoke. I'm trying to really tell you the truth. sometimes you take for granted that your circumstance is actually okay. That there's certain things in that circumstance that, oh my God, thank you for that, that we just take for granted. If you take a minute and sort of just say thanks, I don't care to who, it's to you. It's to be grateful. It's to remember that you're looking at something and going, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this, because you know it could be worse. For some of you, it can't be worse. And I'm so sorry. I am so deeply sorry you're in a situation where you feel that. And it's even more important and even more meaningful that people in that situation find something to be grateful for without being martyry about it. Like, you know, I don't want you to be on your deathbed going, I inhaled today again. I'm so grateful for that. And I just don't want to I want it to be sincere for you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Take a minute on the gratitude board at 12listen.com. You go to 12listen.com, you scroll to the bottom underneath the advisors, and it'll say, it's so unassuming. I mean, we don't mess with that site a whole lot because it was built 20 years ago and we don't want to mess with it too much. It's still a flawless site. It's been amazing, but you know, I don't want to, like, even bolding something could make everything else bold. So it just says, leave your gratitude. A little screen pops up. You get to type in what you're grateful for and hit send. Literally, that's it. We don't ask you for anything. You can put your name if you want. We don't care. But you don't have to. We're not collecting information on it. I just wanted a place for people to do that, to actually physically type. At one point, I even trademarked it. And then that was sort of selfish of me, because I don't, you know, the trademark, the gratitude board, really, just go be grateful. So anyway, a perfect thing to do under a Mercury retrograde, and even better under a Libra moon, because Libra tends to see the nice in things. It's easier to see what we're grateful for while that moon's hanging out in Libra before it goes into that mean old Scorpio and starts seeing all the flaws in things. Because as somebody with a Scorpio moon, that's what I tend to do. So if you're hearing me be grateful for something, you can bet I found that. I had to search for that thing because I complain a lot. I do. Now, I'm aware I complain a lot. I see it. And that makes me feel like I'm healthier doing it, a little healthier, because I'm watching myself. Look at you complain. Look at you. You can find something wrong with it. And I can find something wrong with anything. And it's the gift to me of a Scorpio moon with a Jupiter in Virgo. So I just, it's sort of like, oh, let me tear it apart. And there's no pleasing it. There's no getting around it. There's no, there just isn't. It just is. It's become a companion. There he is, the guy that can't see good in anything. So for me to see good in something, not just good as a moral thing, but something that's like, oh God, that worked. That's really cool. I like that. Has been a joy for me, because it sort of reminds me that part of me still works, still functions. And that's a function of Mercury. And I think that's why the Mercury retrogrades work for me, because I'm not having to go back in time. I'm not having to, my phone started ringing and I sort of jumped off my thought. It works for me because I don't have to work as hard to go find something that's good. It's like it slows me down, because I'm constantly in the future. I'm rearranging a room here at the house, downstairs in my home. And I'm a wreck because I don't like anything. I don't like the furniture. I don't like anything. I don't know where my head was when we got it. It's old, and yet here we are. It's like, what do you do with it? And then that starts a spiral. It's gross. And it's like, oh my God, I just want to throw it all away and live on the floor. So that's the negative part of where that sort of curmudgeon-y critic can go. The positive side is, as you know you're doing it, you sort of chuckle. Like, of course you do. That's where you go with everything. So just stop. And I'm just letting it be. I mean, I'm not doing anything with it. And I think that is another thing, the gift of the Mercury retrograde. We can stop for a minute. Stop the obsession. Stop the worry. Stop the concern. Stop the judgment. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we lived, we stopped, didn't have to carry it on. Because part of an OCD world, which I don't really have OCD, but I can be a little, I can be a little ADD. I love the alphabet of mental illness. But where I can obsess about something, it's like I can have the repeating thought in my head until it's done. And it's more like what I just told you, like that furniture, and I'll be thinking about it and thinking about it. And I finally can learn that it'll still be there when I bring my attention back to it, and how refreshing it is when I do. And so it's like, okay, how can I miss you if you don't go away? And that's the whole theme here. It's a quote that my mom gave me when I was very young. How can I miss you if you don't go away? And the same with our obsessive thoughts. How can I look at this fresh again if I don't turn off the constant chatter about it? Like, how can you look at whatever's bugging you freshly if you don't shut up about it to yourself? If you got to talk politics all day long and all night long, how are you ever going to look fresh at this? You can't take a vacation from your own brain. So, speaking of retrogrades, Mercury is going to be, we should talk a little bit about the details here. Mercury is going retrograde. It's going to be about 3 weeks long. I want to give you some dates. Let me do that real quick. Okay, let's see here. So let's go over some of this stuff, because we do have a new moon to look at too. So I want to do that with you. While Mercury is retrograde, it's going to be visiting a few important places. Like, it's going to be opposing Jupiter, okay, soon. And that's going to be a time when I think we can get some positive vibes happening. It's also a time when you can possibly, and that's now, like, it's only 3 degrees away, and now that it's stopped, it's going to be there a lot faster. So this week could be a time of good conversation. I know Thanksgiving is going to be tough for a lot of you because politics have to come into play. And it's sort of like, if you can't find a place, even though, here's my prediction, I think there are going to be a lot better Thanksgivings than there ever have been. You know why? I think people are feeling a little bit like me. I think people are feeling a little tired of having to be the opposition voice. I think people are tired of trying to convince somebody of a confirmation bias that they already carry, that you're not going to change people's minds. I think if you do your work, if you do your best to stay open, to stay above board, to stay unangry, then you can allow somebody else to be an idiot. You're not going to change their mind if you know that. You're sort of like, either do I want to put my investment here of energy or not? And it might be cool for you to let somebody have an opinion that's not good for you. It might be okay. Okay. You don't have to hate on them. You don't have to become what you're afraid they're becoming. You can just basically not, you could not say anything. You could say, can we agree to disagree, if you need to say that? Or you could just wink at your inner kid and go, this is a game to see how long you can bite that tongue before you can't eat any more food on the table. What is the point? The person that's irritating you the most is going to rock around with a belief system that they get to live with. And if it's dark and negative and hurtful, then guess what? You don't have to live with that. That's something to be grateful for. Well, who else are you going to be mad at? You're going to be mad at somebody that's like, well, you might be like my uncle. You might be mad at somebody who's happy that all this happened, that the changes that happened. You might be mad at them. But what for? For what? Because they represent everything that you hate, or they represent, like, you know, the world, that's the world that's out to get you. Is that really what's going on? You might need to take a look at that. It's up to you. But we can do this Thanksgiving thing with some peace. You can, or you might just love to be fired up. You might need a reason to have some anger and walk out mad and slam the door and show people how righteously right you are. You might be able to do that. I had a friend get up and walk away and say, and I, you know, like, I can't talk about this. I don't want to hear this. And the very same person was complimenting me for being such, like, at least I'll listen to the other side. It's like, yeah, that's one of us. Okay. Do your best to make Thanksgiving a Jupiter-Mercury opposition. Do your best. Have some fun. You don't have to win the battle here. You're not going to convert anybody. Can you just accept that? You're not going to convert anybody. If their facts are already wrong, they're not going to get corrected by you stating facts. And check how many times people will give an argument and say, Google it. Google it. Like, no, if I have to Google it, then it's no point in having this argument. I could just go do that anyway. So think about it. Mars is in Leo, and Mars is going to go retrograde too, and it's opposing Pluto. So it is a very volatile time, and being right is going to feel like the only way to be. The good news is it's a grand trine in fire. There's a lot of nice fire in the sky, a lot of nice inspiration. So if you find that you're hot-headed and you have to leave and you're pissed and they made you mad and you just can't stand them, go. It's fine. If you need to make it a drama and you're going to be ruminating about it for a month, stay and keep your mouth quiet or whatever. Just say, pass the butter. Find the humor in it. Take me with you to your table so we can laugh together. I'll be winking at you going, shut up. Don't say anything. You'll be like, I can't. I'm having a quiet Thanksgiving. John and I, ever since we got out of retail, every holiday was like still PSTD, where you're like, we only get a day. And Thanksgiving was my favorite because I didn't have to do anything. But, because we didn't have to do inventory. We had to do inventory at New Year's. You have the mad rush before Black Friday, before Christmas. So right after Thanksgiving. And so Thanksgiving was the holiday to take a minute and breathe. And we savored it because the next day and the next 3 weeks was everything to us, whether we were going to make or break our life. Retail is not fun. If you're in retail, bless you. Bless you, bless you. I don't think I can be nice to another person that I don't like. Okay, so do your best Thanksgiving. The planets are on your side Thanksgiving. They are, even though there's a little, that ton of fire might make it so you just have to leave or somebody has to be pissed off and leave. That's okay, that's what they need, all right? I think y'all can pull this off. You can do it. Let somebody disagree with you politically. You can do this. It's not an attack on you. Work on that. Work on that. It's not personal. I know that's a tough one. All right. I'm checking on you. Hang on just a second. Too many windows open but I am going to find you. Here you are. Right? I'm just hitting refresh. Give me a minute and see. Yeah. And we have to do the rigmarole of refresh. Hit the comments button, then select relevant comments, and then select all comments. And we have a few, so give me a second here. I'm coming, you guys. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm scrolling down. Okay. Okay. Inga, I love you, Mark. Mercury in retrograde, my favorite time. I just changed my thinking. Yay, Inga, right on. Yes, spread the word. Lori Love, Mark, I had no idea Mercury was going direct again already. Didn't it just go direct a couple of weeks ago? Are we talking retrograde, Lori, or direct? I think you mean retrograde. No, it does see it. It goes every 3 months, and it is. But we had, let's see, Pluto just went retrograde. So maybe the word retrograde is getting you. Pluto just went retrograde. Saturn just stopped going retrograde. So Saturn's now direct. And Mercury's turn now to go retrograde. It does it 3 to 4 times a year. It's like every 3 months. So, yeah, no, we didn't. But I can see where you'd get confused. I can. Hi, Maya. And Lori has a show on. She'll be live right after Kat, right after me. Maya, welcome. Judith, maybe you just have a smart ass, smarty pants. Maybe you were born with it. I think there were some really early fine comedies about family gatherings and holidays. I think there really are some fine comedies about, I think it's tradition. I think people, you know, Thanksgiving is, it's another statement of we do a lot out of obligation in our culture, which I am really grateful to be out of. Chris, I will be thinking about the image of your uncle throwing the drink against the wall. Holy crap. He was so mean. And he was so suave and so sweet. You know, when people like you, you kind of like, you're so grateful that they like you and you see them do these assholy things and you're like, but he was, you kind of got him. I got him. He's just tormented, right? He woke up one day, woke up, went to the mirror and died. I'm not kidding. He had a stroke in the bathroom and died. And it was like, wow. But he told me stories in this really loving way. He goes, you know, Mark, I was painting and you know how I told your aunt didn't like the color. So you know what I did? Cause I'm a good husband. I said, what? Uncle Eddie, what? And he said, I took the paintbrush. Oh, she said cover. No, it wasn't the color. She said, you're getting paint all over the carpet. And so he took the paintbrush and painted the carpet. Mean, just mean. And he's telling me this story in the most loving way. He's hugging me, telling me I was little. And so I'm looking at these men and I'm growing up going, you all are all, but you're just not nice people. I knew that young and I stayed away. I mean, I did what I could, but you know, what are you going to do? You're family. So you can imagine Thanksgiving at those places where the person is taking themselves so seriously and they're so righteous about their beliefs that there's no point in having a dialogue. There's those people too. So anyway, I'm grateful we get to have a quiet one. I have a friend coming up. John and I have been trying ever since we saw, you know, the meat movies. We've been trying to be vegan-y as much as possible. It's been easy because the new world, you know, Impossible Burgers and things like that. It's been really kind of easy, actually. I don't like to virtue signal it as a thing that is like, I think everybody should do it. We always do this. We go on different diets. When Doreen Virtueless was talking about eating raw food and you heat the food up to 180 degrees, we tried the raw food diet for about 4 months until I was like, if you don't heat me something hot to eat, I'm going to die. That's where I was. So I love fatty diets, fad diets. And I do love fatty diets too, but just to try them. And so seeing if we could be vegan with the cheese, you know, the artificial cheeses and stuff. Cheese, I miss. I mean, they've almost perfected good cheese, but our Papa Murphy's has a vegan pizza that doesn't do too bad. There's ways you can adjust it to make it amazing. So anyway, Sprouts is offering a vegan Thanksgiving, so we're doing that. But I just say that so you have a picture of like the thing that I'm going to be eating on the table is going to probably look, I don't know, I have no idea. It's some kind of dish that's not a real meat. And I'm squeamish anyway, and I grew up on processed foods, so I think that's why I still look so good, because the food, processed foods, gets in my cells and preserves me. No, I'm teasing. But I am like that Jupiter in Virgo, and my mom was the same way. Of course, as a Cancer, I inherited her Virgo traits, which were she only ate like food that she knew was either fast fried or that she made herself or that my grandmother made, because my grandmother was like the most extraordinary cook on the planet. No, except honestly, she was extraordinary, like made her own phyllo dough one layer at a time. Crazy stuff like that. But anyway, I digress, and I'm so sorry for that. Get me on the food topic. So it's going to be quiet. We have a friend coming up. We make it really easy. We let Sprouts do the cooking, and then that's it. We have a sale at 1-2-Listen. We're going to have a Thanksgiving sale. We'll have a Friday sale as well, because it's Good Friday, Black Friday. I think it's called Black Friday for retail. I hope you guys get to stay sane during this time. We're going to be with you for a while through the holidays, so I hope you can still tune in. I hope you survive, and I hope you let me know what your Thanksgiving is like and if it's okay. And if you're alone, I put tons of movies on, tons of good books to play. And then also, don't forget about the gratitude board. Be willing to get that gratitude out there, because it's just beautiful to, it's beautiful to read them. I love reading them because I don't know who wrote them, like I told you, but we also know that, it means that you're reaching out and trying to see things in a way that are more supportive of you. Okay. So we have a lot. We'll be looking at a lot. I want to just tell you the new moon before we sign off. I'm going to spend the last minutes of the new moon. You heard that, Tara. I'm not saying it again, but I'm glad you heard it, because that's how I feel. Hi, Renee. Welcome. All right. Let me get the degree of that moon. It is, I think it's 10. Hang on. CA did the power peak. And the password is retro, all lowercase, markhusson.com. I hope you'll sign up for the mailing list just so we can feel strong about what we're doing. Sagittarius, 10 degrees. So here's the thing. A fire new moon. Up to the new moon, if you notice yourself slipping a little bit in a sense of self-criticism, a sense of despair, a sense of, I don't know what might tickle you, what might really get in there and sort of get under the layer. This moon is going to trine Mars. It's going to be a part of a grand trine of energy that's really going to be helpful to snap out of it. But up to that point, you might be feeling a little, ugh. Okay, so if you have some dread going on, if you have some hurt going on, if you have some anxiety, low-level anxiety, I'm asking you to be aware of it like a companion, like a different entity part of you, or if it works for you to make it the part of the inner kid in you that's just scared, a little nervous, a little feeling left alone. You know, you guys, how you were nurtured as a kid is sometimes the habit you bring up forward. Both of my parents worked, both of them pretty self-absorbed in their own worlds. And I don't play that as a violin. I play that as a knowing that I grew up, I don't expect any nurturing. I don't expect it. So for me to create it was weird. For me to create a voice in my head that said, you're going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Okay. Because that voice didn't exist except inside of me. So I know for a fact that you can recreate that, but you first have to see what voice you're replacing and see if you're treating yourself the way you were treated in times when you were really scared. You know, in those movies when kids said, you know, they have a nightmare and the dad comes in or the mom comes in and says, there's no such thing. And they look and they're flip about it. And there's also the conversely, the ones where they're very loving to the kid. But if you would, however they responded, or my parents fought a lot, so I knew that that little fight inside my head also existed. Do your best to recognize the kind of voice you have in there, and then consciously, don't just kill it, add the voice of compassion and kindness in there as much as possible during these times. Because it focus, okay? Energy flows where focus goes. I do love that because I think if you can choose to identify with the mind that's kind of more gentle, just sort of like direct that mind in there, we can have an easier time, especially this week and especially as we move toward this holiday time period. On that note, it's Thanksgiving week, and I would be remiss, and I've said this in my newsletter that goes out, not all of you get it, but I want you to hear it from me directly. You are everything to me. I've grown up in your presence. I've developed a voice in your presence. I experience fears and joys and success in your presence. And you continue to show up in a loving, amazing way that I sort of profoundly lack the words for, but overwhelmingly feel inside of me. And I thank you for that. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for all you are. And let's get together next Monday and have a ball, okay? We have some stories to tell. Let's enjoy Mercury. Let's get some Mercury stories in. And you enjoy Kat Nicholson after me. Enjoy, and then after her, Lori Love. And then we're going to have Jamie Dawn. And then Serena is on. I think Serena's doing her show. She may not be, but she is. She has some surprising fun things going on in her life. You guys, with all my heart, thank you for everything you do. Please be well. I'll be back next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care of yourselves.